I'm Kurt Hosworth for Public Radio 90. This is Northern Arts and Culture. Today we speak with writer and poet Ellen Lord. She's from Charlevoix County but has connections to the Upper Peninsula. She has a variety of works that have been featured in various editions of the Walloon Writers' Review, a collection of writing and photos that feature artists from across the Upper Great Lakes area. We'll speak with her today about her background and her perspective on writing and poetry, along with an excerpt of what you can expect in the Walloon Writers' Review. Plus, you'll get some details about her first chapbook called Relative Sanity, which is a collection of poetry about the themes of loss, longing, betrayal, and forgiveness.
My name is Ellen Lord. I'm a poet these days. My chapbook has just been launched on August 15th. It's called Relative Sanity through Modern History Press. And so I'm supposed to receive the first shipment in the mail today. So I'm real excited about it. And I hope to get over to Snowbound Books and see if they'll take a few copies. The poems are they're elegiac, and it's about love and loss and longing and relationships. And some of them are a little darkly erotic, but humorous. I'm a behavioral health therapist. I have been for years, so I'm a little bit tainted when I'm looking at some aspects of the human condition, I think.
How did you get started with poetry and writing? Did some of that come as a response to your work in behavioral health?
Well, I've been writing since I was an adolescent, but it was never a priority, and I didn't start sharing anything or take poetry seriously as far as trying to have something published until after my husband died in 2012. And then it started to pour out of me. And a dear friend of mine and now my partner, Ed Turi, got me started in sharing some of my poems. So it hasn't been public maybe the last 8-10 years.
And now your work is featured in the latest edition of the Walloon Writers' Review. How do you feel about this opportunity? And what do you think readers could expect from your contributions?
Well, I love Jennifer Huter. I think she's a wonderful, wonderful publisher. And she's so enthusiastic about the poets and writers that she's published there. I think this is the 4th edition I've been published in. And all of these poems have something to do with Michigan, primarily northern Michigan. I love this group. And there are short stories in there and of course, poetry and some essays, both fiction and nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. And are there any specific poets or writers who influenced your work when either when you were just starting out or maybe any that have influenced you now that you're releasing them for more public consumption, so to speak?
Well, absolutely. I have always been a great fan of Mary Oliver. I love her confessional, devotional poetry. Ted Kusser is a wonderful poet. One of our Michigan poets that I dearly love is Jerry Dennis and also Jim Harrison. Currently, I'm following Diane Zeus, who just won the Pulitzer for her poetry, and I just love her poems. Yes, there are many people that have inspired me and continue to inspire me. I also like Lorna Kosher out of Canada.
And in your writing, since it is sort of themed around northern Michigan, how does your writing maybe tie into some of that? Can you give us some examples of how your work might tie into more of the natural surroundings or themes about nature?
I was raised in Trout Creek, Ontonagon, and Stevenson, which are all in the Upper Peninsula. And my mother's family comes from that region generations. My grandfather was born in Canton, Michigan, which is just a real small town close to Trout Creek. I don't know if people know where Trout Creek is. That's very small, too. But it's about 70 miles from Ontonagon in the western Upper Peninsula. But I'm a devotee of nature, a transcendentalist, so to speak. My church is in nature, and I love to be outdoors. I'm rather an introvert, and I like to hike and fish and snowshoe and kayak. I love our winters. I like all of our seasons. So much of my work is inspired with nature, but also the human condition. I'm a recovering person, so I've known a lot of people in recovery, and I specialize in addictions and mental health issues. So I kind of cleave to people on the edge, the perimeter of society. So there's some of that in my work.
Mm-hmm. And with that kind of work, do you find that nature helps you to balance yourself out, especially from hearing stories from those who are somewhat on the edge? Does that inform the writing process, being out in nature?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I carry field notes when I walk because I tend to be more inspired when I'm out in the woods or on the trail or on the shoreline. So as I said, that's my church, being in nature.
Mm-hmm. And would you be so kind as to share an excerpt of your work, maybe a poem or maybe a selection from your chapbook?
I would love to share a poem. This little poem was inspired while sitting at the base of Agate Falls, which is on the middle branch of the Ontonagon River, off Highway 28 between Trout Creek and Bruce Crossing. And it's called Fishtail, an Elegy. Fishtail, an Elegy. How my body arched, his lure finding its way in silky shadow to pierce my lip. His filament taut and urgent, and I rose beyond the surging cascade of a thunderous waterfall, a quiver of salmon-colored dazzle, glorious in the mist.
Well, thank you for sharing that excerpt. Can we talk a bit about your chapbook as well, Relative Sanity, that you said you are waiting for copies to arrive today. Is that correct?
That's correct, right.
So right. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in this process of putting together a chapbook.
Well, I started, I think I was first published in 2014, by the Traverse Area District Library. They have an event every year called Poets Night Out, and they have a little contest, and people send in their work, and I was chosen, and it's the first time I ever got up on a stage and read a poem and had anything published, and I was just thrilled. And just a side note, I used to stutter as a kid, so I've been socially phobic my whole life. And getting up and reciting something on stage is nothing that I ever wanted to do. Mm. And now I find that I love the spoken word, and I love to recite poetry with other poets. So this has been quite a journey. So that started it. And then I joined Michigan Writers and the Upper Peninsula Poets and Authors Association. I've been published by them and by, Doing's Review, Poet Society of Michigan, and a few others. I also write short poems, haiku, and I won a Landmark Book Prize, which is a haiku prize for haiku, and that's out of Traverse City. So about 3 years ago, folks in my writers group were telling me, I belong to two writers groups, Charlotte Voices in Charlevoix, and Freshwater Poets in Traverse City. People were saying, well, you should put a book together. And so I started compiling poems, and that's how it started. I'm very excited about it. And Victor Volkman has Modern History Press out of Ann Arbor. He's also, I don't know if you know him, Kurt, he's the president of the Upper Peninsula Poets and Authors Association. So I ran into him at our conference, and he said he would publish this for me. So he's been wonderful.
Oh, that's fabulous. Congratulations on your journey, you know, from getting from point A to point B, you know, just, and also getting to the point of feeling comfortable to read poetry out loud and look where you are now. That's wonderful. So with your creativity as a poet and a writer, do you have any advice for any aspiring poets or writers out there, maybe who are looking to find more of a specific voice, or they want to share their perspective on the world?
Well, you know, I think we all have poetry or music or some type of creative beauty inside of us. So it's putting aside time to make that a priority. You know, I think your rituals are very important. For me, I rise early and I like to journal for a while and then see if anything comes. I also carry, like I said before, field notes so I can, you know, take notes. I love to emulate other poems, so I read a lot of poetry. And I think it's essential to belong to a writer's group. You know, there's, you know, the people that love you and don't know much about poetry will say everything you write is wonderful, or they don't want anything to do with it because they think you're weird. So, you know, but if you're in a writer's group, you're more apt to get some real honest feedback. So I think that's important. And just to show up. But you know, being a confessional and devotional poet and a poet that is inspired by nature, you start doing what you love and you take time to sit and write it down. It just kind of, it comes.
Quick reminder, we're speaking with Ellen Lord. She is a poet and an author. She is featured in the latest edition of the Walloon Writers Review, and her new chapbook is called Relative Sanity. Are there any future aspirations that you have as a poet and writer, or any other projects coming up you'd like to share?
Well, I've always started, one of my brothers, his name is Gus Lord, he died in February, and he was a Vietnam vet, and so I'm starting to write some elegies for Gus. And so I've started that. I don't know where it's going, but I'm so pleased to get the first chapbook under my belt because it's been quite a learning experience. And so I'm excited to do that again. At this stage of my life, it's really my passion. So I just want to keep doing it. And I want to get better at spoken word. I love performance poetry. So those are goals.
And again, you can find her work in the latest edition of Walloon Writers Review and look for her chapbook, Relative Sanity, that is out now. And I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath to have your hands on your copies for yourself, too. So I can't wait for you to crack the seal on those and take a look. And I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me here.
Thank you very much, Kurt. It's really been an honor.
Find this interview and more at WNMUFM.org. And support arts and culture interviews by becoming a member today at WNMUFM.org.